Hello, friends. It's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Today's story is part two of Oscar and Harley's amazing adventure at the beach. What in the world is going to happen at the beach with the shrimp? Are they going to be able to save them from the birds? I hope so. Well, are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too. Let's go. Oscar and Harley had just left the airplane, and now it was time for them to get their bags. They found their bags at baggage claim, which is a really cool place where all your bags arrive on a big track, a big conveyor belt that brings your bags out to you. "There's my bag," shouted Oscar. Harley was still waiting. There's a lot of bags that come out, so you have to be a little patient to make sure that you grab and find your bag and not somebody else's. "There's mine," shouted Harley. She grabbed hers, and it was really heavy. She pulled it off. Oh, there. All right, let's go. Oscar, Harley, and their parents had all their stuff and now got in a car and drove to where they were staying by the beach. Oscar and Harley, they smelled the air outside. It smelled like the ocean. Do you know that smell? Oh, it's such a nice smell when you can smell the salt water from the ocean or the beach and feel the breeze and... Wow, this is a special place. As they arrived at their room, they put their stuff down and put on their bathing suits. "Let's go swimming," they shouted. They raced as fast as they could to the beach. Oscar with his boogie board pursuing the biggest wave in the world, and Harley with a whole bunch of buckets and shovels ready to build the largest sandcastle. She found the perfect spot to start digging. What is the first thing that you do when you're building a sandcastle? I like to dig a big hole to get a whole bunch of sand out, and then we start building like the base of the giant sandcastle. And that is exactly what Harley was starting to do. She had dug a big hole and found a whole bunch of really cool shells in the sand. Wow! Holy smokes! Oscar, look at these! Oscar came running after he crashed through a big wave. "Harley, did you see that?" "Yeah, that one was huge," said Harley. "What did you want to show me?" said Oscar. "Look at these shells." "Wow, those are cool. Wait, look over there." Oscar was pointing down the beach and there was a whole bunch of rocks. Like really big rocks that were by the edge of the ocean, but it looked like some water had pooled up around those rocks, and there were a whole bunch of seagulls over there. "Harley, do you think there's tide pools over there?" "I love tide pools," said Harley. "Let's go." Oscar and Harley put down their things and raced as fast as they could over to where those rocks were. And sure enough, there were some beautiful tide pools. Harley was the first one there and quickly knelt beside some beautiful tide pools. "Wow! Look at this! It's full of life!" "Yes, inside these tide pools. Do you know what a tide pool is?" "Yes, it's kind of like when the tide of the ocean comes in and it's very deep on the beach. It's very far up. Well, it brings with it life. And sometimes there's rocks or different pools that it might collect in. And then as the tide goes back out to the ocean, it leaves this tide pool with all of those creatures. Fish, shrimp, starfish, octopus even. There's all kinds of creatures that can live in a tide pool." "Oh no," said Oscar. "Look over there." There were some seagulls that kept dive bombing in this one pool. Oscar and Harley raced over to see what was going on. "Whoa, that one has like a ton of shrimp. Look." They had found a tide pool that was very full of shrimp. Way more full than they should be. And these shrimp were completely trapped. They were pretty much lunch for these seagulls.
"Oh no, we gotta help them," said Harley.
"I don't think these are supposed to be stuck in this tide pool."
"I have an idea," she said. "We should build like a shelter, like get a whole bunch of sticks and build some protection over these little shrimp. and then the seagulls won't eat them. That's a great idea, said Oscar. Just on the other side of the beach, right next to the beach, was kind of like a forest or some trees, and there were a lot of branches that had washed up from shore and some trees that had fallen over. This was a perfect place to build a shelter. They grabbed some sticks and logs and started to build a roof over the tide pool. The tide pool was pretty small. It was something that they could jump over across, but it had somehow become completely full of shrimp. These shrimp needed to get back to the ocean, but they had to wait until the tide came back in, which was going to be a couple more hours. Harley was worried that the seagulls would eat all the shrimp before they were able to get back to the ocean. All right, Oscar, can you grab that big one over there?
Yeah.
Oscar was hauling a giant tree trunk over to where the tide pool was. All right, that's perfect. Just lay it right there. That's a good foundation. And now we need a whole bunch of like branches or maybe even palm leaves to drape over the sticks to protect the shrimp. They were building an amazing roof. This was definitely going to protect the shrimp from all those scary seagulls that wanted to eat them all. All right, this was way better than a sandcastle. I've never done this before, said Harley. Yeah, this was pretty awesome. I can't believe it actually worked, said Oscar. As the two of them stood back and admired their masterpiece, they were very proud of the job that they had done to protect all these shrimp. In just a few hours, the tide came back up, and they watched as the roof floated away, as well as all the shrimp that were stuck in this tide pool. The rest of the day, Oscar spent chasing down the biggest waves to ride, and Harley had built the largest castle ever. It was amazing and beautifully decorated with all these amazing shells. They had done an amazing job and had quite the adventure on their very first day. I can only imagine what tomorrow holds on their next adventure. The end. Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Vienna from Colorado, Henry from England, Oliver from Vancouver, Washington, Elizabeth and Maggie from Colorado, Avery and Rhea from Toronto, Canada, and Quinn and Chappie from Naperville, Illinois. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his team without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and smash the follow button so you don't miss out on any of our stories. I'll see you later. Bye.